for. But the chair believes there's three important things in diplomacy: time, timing, and tempo. And certainly we must be aware of all three at all times in order to be able to have something productive. We also need to be very realistic. We cannot expect miracles in a few weeks of anything. The best we can do this year is clear the ground at the very least. Make sure that next year, ahead of the REFCON, there aren't too many stumbling blocks. There will be still many. It'll still be a complex process, but at the very least, to be able to clear the unnecessary clutter, and that's the best that we can do right now for ahead of this. So it's very important for us to be realistic and to understand the circumstances that we find ourselves in, especially in this time of a pandemic. So with that in mind, let's kind of keep that kind of a focus and see what clutter, what dead wood we can take out in this process and provide some work for next year, so that it is easier for whoever constitutes the GG next year, for whoever is chair of the GG, for whoever heads the REFCON process, etc., etc. Let's make it easy for next year. That should be perhaps the mantra, the mandate that we find ourselves in the next few weeks. So it is certainly not the chair's desire to complicate things. On the contrary, it's exactly the opposite. To try to simplify things, to try to find something that connects us to the past and also provides us with a clearer path forward. And that's the attempt of the chair. With that, we're at 6 o'clock sharp. The chair will adjourn the meeting for today and see you tomorrow at 10 sharp. The meeting is adjourned.